Ionic bonding is a kind of primary bonding. It occurs between metals and non-metals. Its structure is a lattice of ions and is considered continuous. It has a high melting and boiling point. Its typical state at room temperature is solid. Other typical physical properties of ionic compounds include that it is hard, brittle, and conducts electricity when molten or dissolved, but does not conduct electricity in solid form. Another kind of primary bonding is covalent bonding. This occurs between nonmetals and nonmetals. When a covalent network, a continuous structure, is formed, it has a high melting and boiling point, is typically a solid at room temperature, and is hard and brittle. Molecules have covalent bonding inside them and secondary forces between them. Dispersion forces occur between nonpolar molecules. They are caused by temporary dipoles. A substance with dispersion forces between its molecules has a very low melting and boiling point and tends to be a gas at room temperature. Dipole-dipole attraction between molecules occurs when the molecules are polar and their negative and positive ends are trapped. The melting and boiling point is low, and the typical state at room temperature is gas or liquid. Hydrogen bonding is a special case of dipole-dipole attraction. It occurs between molecules which have a hydrogen-nitrogen, hydrogen-oxygen, or hydrogen-fluorine bond in them. A substance with hydrogen bonding tends to have a low to moderate melting and boiling point, and tends to be a liquid at room temperature. No covalently bonded substances conduct electricity in any form. Metallic bonding is a kind of primary bonding that occurs between a metal and a metal. Metallic bonding is a continuous form of bonding, with positive ions surrounded by a sea of delocalized electrons. The typical melting and boiling point for a metallically bonded substance is high. It tends to be a solid at room temperature, is malleable, has a metallic luster, and conducts electricity in all forms. Keep in mind that all of these are just guidelines. Properties such as melting and boiling point depend on the strength of bonding. For example, weakly bonded metallic substances can be liquid at room temperature, and a substance with strong secondary forces can be a solid at room temperature.